And you could put a particular topic of the day, something that would be beneficial to everybody, and kind of print it up. For example, a health sheet. Or a financial sheet. Or, you know, something that you can put on the countertop that has, you know, information. Let's say, let's take heat stroke and heat exhaustion. And you could pull it off the internet, print it up, and put it on the countertop where people can come in. You would have something like symptoms, effects, end result, if untreated, treatments, and preventions. That way you are giving away a piece of information, or what you could do is distribute it to various key locations where, for example, to the bike shops. Today's health news. It's a hot day today. Temperatures are expected to be in the mid-90s. If you're riding your bicycle, be aware of these facts. If you are, there is a chance of a thunderstorm today. If you're going to be out on the lake, be aware of these facts. Or if you're hiking, be aware of these facts. What to do if there is lightning? You see? Mm-hmm. Myriad of different possibilities. Mm. And you could possibly supply it to, yeah, shops that sell hiking equipment, trail mix, and so on. You have somebody that runs out to do an errand, and they can drop it off at bike shops and stuff. Mm. Yeah, a free service. That is giving information away for free. And you can put a little blurb in there on the bottom, courtesy of the Cyberstop Cafe. Mm-hmm. Location. Mm-hmm. So not only are you doing a good deed, but...
you're advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay, I better hop off as we have two more speakers.
Okay. Yes, we don't...
Yo, Fluffy has hopped off the futon. I'll be back. Hi. Hello.
Greetings, Laika.
Yo.
Nice to have you back again. Like. Been a long time.
Yes, mm-hmm. It has.
Okay, who needs their ass kicked?
A little rapier combat, sweetheart?
Tia says that you have a circle. I will not fight on holy ground.
I understand that. I was thinking right here in the futon.
Me stationary?
You bet.
Okay. Unless you go and get the equipment.
Okay.
We will continue talking. And Tia is going to get the headset.
Been a long time, sweetheart.
Uh-huh. It has.
In fact, what? Almost mm-hmm. 2 years, I think.
No, not that long.
Yeah, it's been a real long time because I wasn't coming up through the winter.
Well, anyway, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Anyway, how are you doing?
If I quit coughing, I'm doing just great. I retired.
From what?
From a steady job.
Oh.
Now I got more work and I know what to do with mm-hmm. it.
I plan to retire in about 500 years.
Yeah.
I plan to retire as General Laika.
There you go. That works.
Oh, Fanta!
I give you the easy stuff. I give you the lightweight one.
What's that?
Oh,
you lost your leg down on one knee.
Got the headset on yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Getting better at that stuff.
Don't mess with the captain. Yeah. And considering I was giving you an extra opportunity through lack of mobility, I think I did very good. Uh-huh. Don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's slow down on my old age.
I'm only 21.
The kids are beating me now.
Mm-hmm. Mind you, I've got more real life kills than you'll ever have.
Thank God. Matter of fact, I'll be too proud of this say if I ever beat you with that.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's something I'm not too proud of either. I've stopped putting notches in my weapons.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's for the kids.
Yep. It's for the lower echelons. Okay, what are we going to talk about? What do you want to know, Skip?
I only have one regret.
What's that?
I can't meet you in person. It's the only regret I've had.
Well, I'm only 6'2".
I don't care how tall you are.
Yeah, just think you're walking down one of your F streets, on your arm, 6'2".
That'd be neat.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just under 6 foot.
Think we would be turning heads. The 21-year-old.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that old fart with that young woman.
I think it's very nice that she's walking her dad down the street.
Yeah, right.
That's better. Sorry, I had a finger problem at lock briefly. Mm.
No, we've always discussed the possibility of what it would be like if, you know, Carr and he or Henry are all down here. It's one of our favorite topics of conversation, actually.
That'd be neat. It really would be.
Oh, yeah. Life would be perfect, but, well.
I guess I've met him in a previous life.
Mm-hmm. I'd say so. I'm starting to get mine starting to pop in and out every so often.
Well, that's good.
I was just thinking, walking down one of your F streets in a short toga, just below my butt.
That's called a duck dress, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Just long enough to cover the quack.
Mm-hmm. And enough to turn the head.
You got it.
Of course I would wear underwear that shows.
Of course.
You want to turn heads for sure, don't
mm-hmm.
you? Yeah, right.
Okay, short toga, just to about there.
You know what would happen if that happened, don't you?
What?
Suddenly we'd have a social disturbance and they'd have to declare DEFCON 2.
To answer your question, yes, we did.
Yes, we did, right.
You need to define the question first before you define the answer.
I think Skip knows what the question is, and it's best not said.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm left out in the cold again.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm sorry, my mind went someplace else there for a minute.
For quite a few rotations as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That came to me too.
Yeah.
No, there wasn't. What?
How am I supposed to edit this frickin' web page, darling?
I'd still like to tap on that.
Okay.
Intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Okay, web page. And I've got to be on it this time, haven't I? Okay.
Right, so sweetheart, sword fights don't go well on web pages.
Okay, being a member of the Syrian Defense Force has given me the unique insight into the hostility and the vibrations and the aggressiveness of certain frequencies generated by being an Oathkeeper, and learning how to balance that with a harmonic and peaceful experience. Being an Oathkeeper, it is sometimes necessary for myself and other oath keepers to be extremely aggressive and harsh and unforgiving. But the other side of the coin is, even though we may harm other beings to the point of obliterating their existence, we do not forget that it is part of their learning experience that we have not robbed them from, but have aided them through. Even though this sounds like a kind of glib way of looking at taking life, it is something that is necessary. It is not only necessary to look at it that way, that we are aiding in their learning process and speeding them on to a next life so that they can reevaluate and redirect their focus, but also the fact that we are fulfilling an oath. Oaths are very important. Being that if you break an oath, first of all, you are breaking allegiance with somebody, and secondly, the person that you're breaking the oath with is really yourself. Why is it really yourself? Well, this is very easy. If you make a promise, if you make an oath, that is giving yourself to another person and being prepared to follow through on that oath is very important because you are following through on your path. Most people make promises much too easily, which is wrong. A promise is something that is a gift. A gift of yourself to somebody else for services. I promise to defend my home planet to my dying breath and the home planets and sister worlds that my planet has aided and promised to aid in the past, the present, and the future. I am an oath keeper. I swear and by my life, trade my life so others may be free to make their own choices. That is just the start of our oath. The oath, the pledge, the gift of being an oath keeper is just that. We promise to aid the sister worlds of Sirius in their growth, in whatever capacity it is deemed necessary. Is that good enough for you, Paige?
That sounds pretty good. Mm-hmm. It works well.
Can I take my captain's hat off now?
Yes, you may.
Okay. Bite me.
What you're... What you're saying is something that's taken very lightly in this.
Yes, I've noticed that, actually. A lot of third-dimensional planets do not take oaths and pledges of allegiance seriously.
Tell you one other step beyond that.
Okay.
The ceremony of holy matrimony.
Well, that's an oath.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. That's the most sacred of oath on your planet.
Yeah, and how many people, never mind. I don't want to get into that.
When I find my soulmate, my twin soul, then... Even though I have my oath as an oath keeper,
that other party you can commit to that oath also.
Correct. However, it's slightly different up here. Having multiple partners, not at the same time, but multiple partners, is, again, it's not frowned upon as it is on your planet.
Mm-hmm.
Sex and love are two totally different things.
Mm-hmm.
Sex is for fun, entertainment, recreation. Making love is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
The gift of my body to my partner.
Mm-hmm.
I have sex quite frequently. I don't make love very often.
Mm-hmm.
And that philosophy is common throughout Sirius and quite a few of the sister worlds. It is something that has helped the spiritual growth as well.
That's an interesting aspect.
Mm-hmm. You see, sexuality is enjoyable. Being sexual is very enjoyable. Then why is it stated as being wrong in some civilizations?
No. It isn't wrong per se, but according to our teachings,
mm-hmm.
we're supposed to be monogamous.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, one partner, period. Sexually or in love.
Well, okay.
Yeah, you understand where I'm coming
from. Oh, yeah. Yeah, as a rule, I...
And to be that way is very difficult.
I only have, as a rule, there are times where I do bend the rules and break the rules and throw the rules out the window, but as a rule, I only have one. I'm monogamous mm-hmm. at the time. Mm-hmm. I have one sexual partner at a time.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I've had known to have more than one partner in a night.
Well, I don't think I have. No. In fact, I never have. Not one night.
Hey, it gets mighty lonely on the battlefield sometimes.
Oh, I know.
And one finds companionship and comfort wherever necessary.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It is necessary.
In combat, more so. I found that I get more closer to the people that I'm with and giving myself to them and them giving themselves to me is acceptable. Reaffirming life.
Yeah, acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It helps to make a scary situation a little bit more bearable.
Yeah.
And a lot more fun, too.
Yeah.
So you don't believe it's true that you give as little of yourself each time you make love or have sex?
You do give a little bit of yourself. But you also get a little bit of the other person, too.
Right.
So it kind of adds up.
That goes even with knowing a person.
Mm-hmm.
You give a little bit of yourself to somebody you know,
mm-hmm.
but you also get a little bit something back from them.
Yeah. When I make love, I totally submit to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they do likewise. Yeah, you know when you're having sex and when you're making love. Both partners know that.
Yeah.
Now, I've never had sex, or I've never made love to somebody that's having sex with me. It's always we make love or we have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And both are just as enjoyable.
Yeah.
Pity this can't go on the web. Well, edited creatively, it might.
Well, like I said, our laws and whatchamacallits are a little bit different than theirs.
Mm-hmm. Morals.
Morals, ethics, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call them.
Okay, I suppose I better put on the last boisterous one.
Yeah.
Okay, hand back to Fluffy.
Thanks okay. back for a lovely little...
Yeah, thank you. It's mm-hmm. been nice mm-hmm. talking to you.
I'll be around for 3 more weeks.
Okay,
good.
Mm-hmm.
More sparring.
Oh, yeah. Frank.
Okay.
My baby.
Now, that was an interesting start, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want Kiri on just yet. Okay, I'm going to hand it over to the Kiri monster. Frank.
Bam.
Yow.
What's up, Kiri?
My libido.
Of course. Any other surprises?
No, apart from watching like a glow like a beacon.
Well, that's good. Of course, a lot is on the base, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She hasn't gone to school yet.
No, she doesn't go back. She goes back for a month, and then she's back here, back to class, back to being taught by Kiri. She leaves at the beginning of September. She spends a month taking classes and taking exams and stuff, and then she comes back, and then she's got 2 more years, which she'll take 1 more month off to go back and take exams and stuff. I've given her 6 weeks.
Mm.
She can take an extra 2 weeks off if she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay! Warp core engines. Sucker! Not gonna do it. Let me see if I can get the right voice going. Nakamadad. That doesn't sound right, does it? Wouldn't be prudent at this juncture. So what's with the felines?
Oh, she's being roisterous.
Ah.
Well, fluffy, you might say.
Oh, tear move, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what are we going to talk about?
Well, pretty much anything at this point.
I think it's about time for me to head down the hill, young lady.
So thank 20. You.
Hmm? Session's so almost over. 20. Got about...
The night's still young.
It might be your young, but not my young.
He's a young whippersnapper.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And how old are you?
I'm near 38.
Oh. 38.
Mm-hmm. Wish I was 38 again.
Well.
I'm 60.
I got you beat, though.
By how many?
5 years.
Oh, boring old fart. My sister's got you beat.
No, I know.
Car's got you way beat.
Yeah. In this life.
Oh, well, I am in this life.
No, I'm talking about me.
Oh. Personally, I want to live until I'm as old as my grandmother.
How old is that?
How old is your grandmother?
Yeah, she's doing fine. She's got over her illness.
Oh, did she? Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
I'm glad to hear it.
That's super.
She's back being as sarcastic and as facetious and as humble as always. She's, what, 803 now, I think.
The lady.
Mm-hmm. And she doesn't look a day over 700.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she's given us a lot of help in reading the past.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She has.
She's been indicted.
Oh, talking about your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Did that gentleman that was supposed to be my guide ever get in situ?
Not yet. He's still...
Okay. No problem.
He's
no
still
problem.
Fighting.
Good.
He's still fighting, and he's... he goes through phases where we think it could be any day.
Yeah.
And then he gets better, and then we think, okay, it's going to be a while yet, and then he gets worse, and at the moment he's in one of those doing better.
Super. Glad mm-hmm. to hear it. I can wait.
Mm-hmm.
I'm patient.
Patience is very important. Yeah, I think we gave him like 2 years, and that was a year ago.
Yeah.
And we're still giving him 2 years.
Right, there you go. That's okay. That's mm-hmm. fine. That's fine.
Did okay. You were like a did, didn't you?
I'm sorry.
Never mind, it was just that like a bounced off giggling. Like a little schoolgirl. You made her blush.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What, calling her a young lady or something?
She was giggling. Russ is 2 seconds his ways to know what that means.
Oh, walking on the street.
Okay.
So what is it with these felines?
Oh, they play like that all the time, darling.
That's right, they're missing one, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll never do it.
Yes, they will. They will when it comes to sleep time.
Yeah, when it comes to sleep.
And have more room and think. Oh, goody.
Well, good night. Let's cut it short.
Okay, guys.
Bye, Kira.
Thank mm-hmm. you, darling. Have a nice one.
Oh, I intend to. I've got a dress to make, and... yeah, I've got a few laundry. Good night, farewell, it's time to say goodbye. Frank. Okay, this channeling session is now adjourned.
Okay.
And I must say adieu to you. I'll be the same to you.
Hi, darling.
Uh-huh. And Russ. Don't think too hard. It's not within your grasp. Frick, yeah,
next week.
Frown. Frown.
We've been slamming.
I know.
It's been fun. I love the business. But man, it's just
gonna have to take a little time for Russ.
That'll be the day. Hey, Mark.
Bye, babe.
Babe.
What happened?
I prefer dude. I'm 32, you know.
Yeah,
I'm not a babe.
Sure you are. You're half my age. You're a babe.
Yeah, some girls might think so, Mark.
I was hoping for something more like a hunk.
Hey, yeah, true. I'm happy as I am anyway.
Hey.
Oh. Well, I'm going to have to head down the hill. That lady pulled a hell of a lot of energy out of me tonight.
What's stop on this? Same one as you hit the...